You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for listening either on your radio, your car radio. Those of you who are listening on your Alexa device, Jeremy, it's simple enough for people to listen to us anywhere in the world using that device.
That one and the Mix 100 Denver app. As far as Alexa goes, just say, hey, Alexa, play Mix 100 Denver. That's supposedly how you get it to work.
And don't forget the word Denver. You gotta remember that. Because there are copycats around.
Yep.
Anyway, we appreciate you listening. We bring you each morning a trending report, some music news. I've seen it mentioned on social media, but not as much as I would have thought. And maybe it's because they're kind of a dinosaur band. I don't know. But the Rolling Stones are still iconic. They're still going out on tour again and selling out. But the drummer Charlie Watts passed away yesterday, 80 years old. They had already announced that he was not going to be on this upcoming fall tour that they're starting. And they were going to have somebody else sitting in because he had an undisclosed health issue that had him hospitalized. Apparently, it was quite serious. And at age 80, he has passed. I got to tell you something. Interesting cat, because he was so unlike every other rock star out there. First of all, he was like a stabilizing influence in a band that was, I mean, just take a look at Keith Richards. I mean, talk about wild and crazy band. He was always dressed to the nines. You would see the other band members wearing ripped jeans and t-shirts, and Charlie Watts would be in suits with ties. And it just was, he was so classy. And 57 years.
Oh, wow.
Now, Jeremy, count the number of rock stars who stay married 15 years, let alone 57.
Right. That's pretty cool.
So, we haven't heard actually from Mick Jagger or Keith Richards specifically. The band released a statement, but other rock stars are all over the place talking about him. McCartney, Ringo Starr, Elton John. The Who, they're all posting things about it. And I just want to say, you know, when I first started listening to rock and roll, one of the first records I had was a leftover from an older sister who was a fan. And so I'm a tiny little kid listening to Rolling Stones records. And to think that he was still playing with that band until just very recently.
Right. As a drummer, too, which is, you know, very physical and... Yeah,
you were a drummer. Workout, man.
Yeah.
Other music news. This is more along Jeremy's line here. Nirvana.
I know this one.
Their album cover, the band Nevermind, is also iconic. It's been named one of the top 10 rock and roll albums of all time.
Yeah.
And the cover of that album features a little four-month-old kid, you know, in a swimming pool chasing after the almighty dollar. And the kid is naked, right?
Yes. You see his little pee-pee ding-ding.
So now that album cover and the little model on the cover are both 30 years old. His name is Spencer Eldon. And he is now filing a lawsuit against the band and the record label for child sexual exploitation and, quote, distribution of private sexually explicit materials.
How many years later?
30. He says he could not legally consent to his image being used, and he says it's child pornography. He's looking for $150,000 from each of the plaintiffs, so added up, it's a lot of money.
The thing that makes it a bit of a money grab, doesn't it?
Well, the thing that makes it questionable to me is that 5 years ago he even recreated the photo for the album's 25th anniversary. Now, he wasn't naked, but he participated
in the pool and everything.
He has the word Nevermind, which is the name of the album, tattooed across his chest. He seems to really enjoy being associated with
it. Yes, he does.
But he says now he's...
Somebody got in his ear.
To now he's all woke now, Jeremy. He says he has suffered permanent physical, psychological, and financial harm.
Anyway. Poor guy. I hope he gets by.
We'll see what they... You know that they will settle, and he will get a chunk of change.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then lastly, would you say that Nicole is not wearing as much makeup as she used to wear, or is she wearing the same amount as before?
Same amount, yeah, which is not a lot. She doesn't wear a lot anyway, but same amount.
Well, she's naturally beautiful.
That's right.
The story from HuffPost, they did an interview with a whole lot of women, and they did a little survey. 71% of women who normally wear makeup were using much less of it last year. They say sales are rebounding a little bit, but a large number of women say they will not go back to wearing the amount of makeup that they wore pre-COVID.
All right.
And the first thing that jumps to my mind is, oh boy, Maybelline, CoverGirl, Max Factor, Elf. All of these companies are about to take, it looks like, a big financial hit because a growing number of women are like, I'm not going back to what I used to do.
I like the clean look. I don't have to wash my face so much at the end of the night. And, hey, it's pretty good for your skin, too.
Yeah. At the end of the story, it says a lot of women say they just can't see themselves spending 30 minutes a day painting their face up anymore.
Yeah. It's time consuming.
Jeremy, chalk up another change to COVID
That's
in terms
right.
of lifestyle.
That's right.
Interesting. What else is trending?
Tom Cruise problems. His helicopter needed to be landed very quickly. Oh, boy. Poor Tom Cruise. This story says a family in England got a pleasant surprise the other day when Tom Cruise landed his helicopter in their backyard. They actually got a phone call saying that an unnamed VIP was running late for a meeting, and oh my gosh, he needed to land immediately. Because the airport was temporarily shut down, and they landed in the backyard, and out stepped Tom Cruise, and the family was like, what the hell? this woman, Allison Webb, that's the woman whose backyard it was, says her kids ran right up to Tom Cruise, and they started talking with him, and he's like, hey, you guys want a ride? So the kids actually went up on the helicopter while Tom Cruise went to his meeting. Allison says it was an incredible day. It was surreal. I can't believe it happened. So that's pretty cool.
That's
all the
fine.
Bad things you hear about Tom Cruise, that he let these kids go up in his helicopter, you know? And I'm sure fuel isn't cheap, Dom.
I'm a little surprised that when the helicopter landed, he wasn't holding on to the, you know,
the outside of it,
the skid thing on the bottom and dropped to the ground when it was still about 15 feet up then run real fast to his meeting.
New TV show coming. I kind of want to watch this. Maya Rudolph and Andy Samberg, who is hilarious. They're going to be hosting a new holiday baking competition show on the Peacock Network. It's called Baking It, and it's a spinoff of Amy Poehler and Nick Offerman's show Making It, where they made furniture and stuff. Eight teams of two home bakers will compete in a themed challenge over 6 episodes. And they're going to be judged by real-life grandmothers on their baking.
Oh.
And then there'll be commentary from Maya and Andy. And release date has not yet been announced, but that sounds really good.
I am a fan. I don't watch it enough, but I have watched plenty of episodes of the Great British Baking Show.
Oh, sure. That's charming.
Which is a competition, and I actually really like it.
Yeah, so.
Is that weird?
No, I love baking and cooking shows. They're so fun.
Man,
get some ideas and stuff.
So
this will be a good one. Construction firm in Poland has invented brand new flower-scented asphalt, and they're going to start using it on roads soon. So what they're doing is they're mixing essential oils in with the asphalt to kind of help mask the smell of the asphalt. They say they want to provide a more comfortable working environment for road workers that have to stand outside and smell that nasty asphalt all day. So now instead it'll be flowers.
I read that story and I was kind of hoping that they would introduce some other smells as well.
I want like chocolate chip cookie, man.
Chocolate chip cookies, fresh baked bread.
Yes.
Even the smell of peanut butter or something like that. Give
pizza.
Us that. I like the smell of asphalt, do you?
I do. Yeah, it's up there with tires and gasoline for me.
Agreed.
It's
but,
good.
You know, I guess if you were working in it in the hot sun every day after a while, it would probably tear
make
up
you
your sinuses.
High, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no word on how it smells once it dries, but maybe you'll be cruising along and get a little whiff of dandelions or something. I don't know. What's another flower? Tulips. Doctors and nurses across the country, they're becoming overworked again. We've all seen the stories because of COVID, but check this out. The ICU at Salem Hospital in Oregon is completely full. So, gosh, those doctors and nurses are super stressed. So what they've done is they set up a plate-smashing booth at the hospital where the stressed-out doctors and nurses can blow off a little steam. They go into this room, put on their safety glasses and a little helmet, and just start smashing plates.
Where do they get all the crockery?
I don't know, but I'd be happy to donate because they're working their butts off. It's very similar to those rage rooms that are popping up everywhere where you can go into the room and smash things with bats and stuff. And I get it. Good for them. That's great. And then one final thing. The fastest accelerating roller coaster in the world is in Japan. And it's been suspended until further notice after multiple customers have reported broken bones from the ride. It's going that fast. They say at least six riders have sustained bone fractures. A couple of them, broken necks.
It was broken necks and broken backs.
Yeah, it goes at super death speed, they're calling it.
Yeah.
0 to 112 in 1.5 seconds. So it's just
chopped.
It's snapping
insane.
Necks, man. So anyway, they shut it down for a little while, but gosh, I can't imagine
it's
going
insane,
that quick. It's
man.
Nutty. There's a picture of it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Head on over to that Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Thank you to listener Nan for sending me today's clickbait. She says, hey, use this. You can now stay inside a giant mug of Starbucks coffee. It's a Starbucks-themed hotel room in Seoul, South Korea. And the room is decorated completely in Starbucks, you know, like, and they got pumpkin spice painted details, Starbucks brochures, blah, blah, blah. But the highlight is a giant Starbucks mug that houses the bed, and you can sleep inside of it. And it's crazy looking. So thank you, Nan. Check out that story on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.